like it's all incidental. Cannot tell you how excited I am to have in our virtual green room on this edition of Author's Corner, Mark Elwin Thomas. He has written a book that just grabs you, and it's called Blades of Grass, the story of George Elwin Hogg. And this guy was absolutely amazing, what he did and how the Chinese people embraced him. And there's even some breaking news that Mark is going to share with us. So, Mark, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Case. Lovely to meet with you.
So before we dive into this, I mean, you've written this book, Blades of Grass, but now there's word from China that I'm going to let you have the stage. What did you find out?
Well, yes, today's breaking news, as you say, is that this very morning I signed the contract with the most prestigious publisher in China for them to translate my book and publish throughout China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and
so wow.
That's pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing.
They regard this whole subject as the most definitive biography of this man, who is officially recognized as one of the most profoundly significant stories in modern Chinese history.
Boy,
they took it that way.
Yeah, that is amazing. And this is an uncle you never met, but you decided to write about him. Tell me about that journey and why you wrote the book.
Yeah, I was born 6 months after my uncle died in China at the age of 30. In 1988, I went to China for the first time as a representative of my uncle's family at the invitation of the Chinese government in order to attend an amazing week-long series of memorial events. And at that time, I became quickly aware of the status to which my uncle's memory is held in China. Whilst I was there, I was invited to return later that year to act the part of my uncle in a 6-part miniseries for Chinese television. I couldn't believe my ears. But in preparation for that that task, my aunt handed over to me boxes of her younger brother's letters and article manuscripts and so on, and I became immersed in the story that unfolded. And I returned to China later that year for 3 months of filming, after which I started to put the story together. And it took time. You know, one has to make a living, and of course, then life kind of got in the way. And the manuscript sat on a shelf for quite some years. But in the meantime, quite a bit later, in fact, in 2008, I think it was, the film The Children of Huangshi came out of Hollywood, directed by Roger Spottiswood. And you know, as often with films that need to cover a subject in a limited time, to my mind, it fell short of the true essence of this hero. But to give the film credit, it told of the kinds of escapades that this guy got up to that time in that place. So it was good that the name, the place, and the deeds got aired throughout the world. So I wanted to get the true story out there with sufficient background information to put the story in perspective for the reader, and with what was going on in the rest of the world, and then also to tell about his background, to try to indicate what molded this young person's extraordinary qualities. So then finally, when I retired a few years ago, I had time to get the book updated and completed. And here we are.
Yes, and here we are with some great news that we mentioned at the top. So when you go through that box, which now, by the way, is archives at Oxford, what did you uncover? And I'm sure you uncovered a lot of things, but what was the most amazing piece of information or story you uncovered about your uncle?
Oh, it's such a rich story. There are just so many levels and facets of the thing that what really is sort of so mind-boggling is that how deeply he got into the language and culture and got completely accepted by the people he was working with. What else can I say? That you know, he was a prolific writer. He was for a spell a journalist when he first arrived in China, and got to travel a lot. And he was traveling also with guerrilla forces for a while. A lot of the book is in his own words, because he was such a colorful writer. He was able to, he had a nice whimsical sense of humor, and this comes through. And then he was able to portray the situations he got into in such a vivid way that as I said, right at the beginning of the book, I made no apologies for using unashamedly his own words, because I couldn't improve on those at all. But I acted as editor, and then also, as I said before, gave some, built up some more background information about what was happening in the rest of the world, and then built up and his background of where he came from and how he grew up and how he got to China.
And so actually, that's an interesting story. How did he get to China? Why did he go to China?
Yeah, why indeed? He'd just graduated from Oxford in 1937 and wondering what to do with his life. And at that time, his aunt, his mother's sister, Muriel Lester, who was a very famous pacifist, she was planning yet another world lecturing tour on pacifism. And he joined her on this trip. First of all, they across the Atlantic on the Queen Mary to New York. And whilst my aunt was meeting with all sorts of pacifist groups, talking with politicians and the president and all sorts, she's very high-profile pacifist. My uncle then traveled or hitchhiked all over the States. Finally, they met up after some months in San Francisco to take a boat to Japan. They spent some time in Japan. Can you believe in Japan at that time, who was, committing atrocities in China?
Yeah.
My uncle and his aunt were meeting with pacifist groups, and of which there was quite a substantial crowd. And when it was time for my aunt to move on with her busy schedule to China, my uncle stayed on a little bit more to really get to know these pacifist people, and they asked him to go to China, see really what is happening on the ground, and come back and tell us what is really happening, because they were beginning to realize that the whole nation, the Japanese nation, was being subjected to tremendous propaganda.
Well, you know, the book is fascinating, and we don't want to give away everything. Please pick it up, Blades of Grass, the story of George Elwin Hogg, Mark Elwin Thomas. It is such a pleasure to have you on this show. Thank you so much for sharing your uncle's story, and it's fascinating. I could talk to you all day long.
Thanks a lot, Katie. It was lovely to talk with you.